Eastern Europe has traditionally played a very important role for Russia, long before the formation of the Soviet Union. It was an economic, cultural, and political link to the rest of Europe, but also a security shield from the military invasions that, ever since the 17th century, were coming to Russia from the West. After the Second World War, this security concept became especially important in view of the devastating impact the war had on the Soviet Union. The Soviets lost somewhere between 28 and 40 million people in the war. Half of the world losses were Soviet lives. Just one battle in the war, the siege of Leningrad, cost 800,000 lives. And that is more than the United States and the UK, with all its colonies and dominions, lost in all theatres of war between 1939 and 1945. In his speech on the 6th of November 1941, at the worst moment of the war, when the Nazis could admire the domes of the Kremlin cathedrals through their binoculars, Stalin declared that, and I'm quoting, "We have not and cannot have any such war aims as that of imposing our will and our regime upon the Slavonic or other enslaved nations of Europe. Our aim is to help these nations in the struggle for liberation, and then to leave it to them quite freely to organize their life on their lands as they think fit. No interference in the internal affairs of other nations." This promise of no interference in the internal affairs of East European nations sounds quite ironic now, in the view of what happened after the war. The fate of Eastern Europe was decided in Yalta, when Churchill suggested to Stalin to establish post-war partition of Europe that would address the interests of both countries, as they both had interest there. The British interests were largely concentrated in Greece, and Churchill was keen to secure 90% British interest there. In return, he was prepared to grant the Soviets 90% influence in Bulgaria, Romania and Poland, 70% in Hungary and Czechoslovakia, and 50-50 control over Yugoslavia.